You're listening to a podcast from 702 and Cape Talk.
702 and Cape Talk.
Technobite with Aki Anastasio.
Hello.
You dancing queen.
Oh my gosh, my body is still taking. I'm still so stiff from the weekend.
As it were.
As it were. Yes. Dancing queen. But thank you so much.
I left Aki on the dance floor, plates flying all around. So cool, dude.
I'm glad you had a good time.
You guys fight in style, as Greg say.
Well, listen, it was...
We get nervous when plates are flying around. You just choreograph your way through the plates. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was very cool. And I still got the video. I must send it to you.
Please don't remind me.
No, it is stunning time.
Thank you, UCBS.
How many more Technobites do we have?
I'm not sure, actually.
Conference?
I know. Listen, it's the next few weeks are going to be pretty busy, and then we're into the festive season.
Yeah, but we also have unusual programming. We must have a show, man.
Remember that cool
show Jen used to do?
Yes.
With, like, gifts for text?
Because I think we still got that coming
up. At some point,
up.
We need to talk about gifts.
Yes, yes.
Maybe coming out of the year. Just
maybe we can
year.
Do it next week.
We'll find space.
We'll find space.
Cool,
man. Absolutely.
But today, we do already have a little bit of some fascinating news in terms of what has been trends for the year. But before we get to that one, secure messaging is so important.
Wow. Yes, absolutely. And in fact, what sparked this off was Karima Brown was asking me the other day, you know, which is the most secure app. You know, you've heard of stuff with regards to WhatsApp and all that sort of thing. And, you know, there are a few very good ones out in the market at the moment. Most of us are probably using WhatsApp, and it's important to know that WhatsApp uses end-to-end encryption. In other words, that if they had to encrypt your messages, which they can't, if they had to get hold of the files, they'd just see gobbledygook.
Okay.
And most of the, most of the messaging services work in a similar way. But the reason why I don't rate WhatsApp on top of that list is in terms of privacy, okay? Because, you know, a lot of the information is shared via Facebook, for example, if you've got those settings on. So if you are conscious of your privacy, then, WhatsApp's not for you. Make no mistake, WhatsApp has, you know, you can set the privacy settings up that you don't share information on Facebook. But, you know, there's a reason why Mark Zuckerberg paid $16 billion for WhatsApp because they use some of that information to learn more about their consumers and their customers and you know, what you're actually doing. So from that aspect, if you look at the other ones that are on the market, probably the best one out there is probably one called Signal. And Signal also works in a very similar way that WhatsApp does in terms of encrypting the information between the two. But in terms of privacy, I think that Signal is more conscious of that, and you're not going to find too much of your information being shared. And in fact, that's the one that Snowden, you know, Edward Snowden uses the most, and he often talks about it when he does press conferences and that sort of thing. They also don't keep your data on some kind of a database, which is the one significant thing that that is important to note. But, you know, having said that, you know, between Signal and WhatsApp, they're both pretty good. I think Signal, in terms of an overall rating, I would rate it much higher. A lot of people talk about Telegram.
I didn't know that yet, because everyone has just been presumptuous about WhatsApp.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, WhatsApp's good. You know, it's difficult to break into their encryption, and they're still the big gorilla in the room. There's a lot of other ones as well. You know, there's we've given a top 10 list on the Technobite page. Telegram, which, you know, a lot of people use and a lot of people talk about, I don't rate so much. There's some vulnerabilities in that. The encryption of the algorithm was problematic in the past. So if you're looking for two good ones, go for WhatsApp or go for Signal. I prefer using Signal.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool beans.
And then, you know, interesting how much information is being shared. You know, our phones that we carry with us, we share a lot of the information up to Google. They know a lot about us. They know where we're moving. And, you know, it's all very useful stuff that these big companies are using and for great things. And this is one of the things that I love. You know, we've got Google Maps on our phones. You want to walk anywhere, you want to go anywhere, you can look at the maps and it gives you very clear guidance. They're so good, the maps today, that if you put your traffic information, and I use it all the time. I use Waze, I use Google, I use the maps on the Apple devices. But, you know, it's so accurate, it works out even with the traffic, how long it's going to take you to get from point A to point B. Now they've got an additional piece of information that they're going to add into it, so that if you're in, for example, in a bus, or if you're in an underground train or something, and you're not sure how long it's going to take you to get off at the next stop, Google Maps will now remind you to say, hey, in 2 minutes, you need to get off at the next stop. So it's already calculating
getting more specific.
Yeah.
And it's giving you more information as well. The other day when I was in PE, I got this message alert. And I was surprised because I had not even put it in my calendar directly.
Yes.
So I don't know why it was so, as we say, uya papa, in terms of knowing that I need to know the information. But be that as it may, it told me, you need to start leaving for the airport in order to be there 60 minutes beforehand.
You see how smart that is. Now, that's taking, you probably use Gmail, right?
I do use Gmail, so where it harvested the data from.
So it's harvesting the data from there. It's picked up that Eusebius has a flight on that specific day.
Yeah.
And it starts sharing the information with you. Now, it can be a bit freaky and a bit scary how much they know about us.
Yeah.
But the information is quite useful.
Sure. Sure. No, it was very useful. It is useful.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Now, talking about Google and, you know, one of their companies that owns YouTube, and every year they release the top 10, a list of people who've made the most amount of money from YouTube, you know, making up YouTube videos. Now, I don't know if you look at any of these channels, most of them are complete junk. It's like Kardashians on steroids, but people love the stuff, and there's like billions of views. And just to put it into perspective, these are ordinary citizens like you and I that have created these YouTube channels. A lot of them have got a bit of comedy. Most of them are gaming platforms, but most of them are like brain dead stuff. It's real brain dead stuff, but they're making millions of dollars. Because these views, people watch them. And it was interesting to note that out of the top 10 list, YouTube has paid out in advertising. So every time you watch one of these videos, there's an advert there, they get advertising. $127 million this year. The top guy is a guy called Daniel Middleton. He's made $16.5 million. I mean, this is like what movie stuff,
wow.
movie people make.
So what does he do?
Well, he's got a gaming website, you know, but the one that really like got my attention is one called Ryan's Toys Review. He made $11 million. Ryan is 6 years old. So now Ryan's parents have obviously thought this up, you know, and there's two thoughts over here is that Ryan's parents saying, we've got a cute little kid. Let's cash in on this. Let's make these dumb videos. Let's get Ryan to play with toys and film them and put them up on YouTube. But Ryan has made $11 million.
What?
Now, his parents have probably made a lot of it, and I hope they're putting it in a trust because, you know, they're using Ryan to get the money. But what this guy does, he gets toy companies just send him toys, and he plays with them. And, you know, they put the videos up on YouTube and billions of people watch them. And here's a clip of one of his most popular videos.
Shh, Ryan is sleeping, kids. Ryan is sleeping. Let's go wake him up.
Ryan.
What?
Ryan, I have a surprise for you.
What?
Look over here.
Whoa!
What do you see?
It's a giant lightning McQueen egg!
Yeah, it is! You want to open it?
Yeah!
Let's go!
Welcome to Ryan Toy Review. Let's see what's inside the egg.
Oh, what is that?
It's a lightning race car! 1, 2, 3, go!
Ooh!
I'm filling up gas.
So there you go, little Ryan made $11 million from that stuff.
You know, that is
extraordinary, isn't it? And he just plays with toys, and his mom videos the toys and puts them up on YouTube. So if you're pondering this December of different ways of making money and you've got some kind of creative idea of creating something unique and different, here's a way of going about it.
I'm gobsmacked. I can't believe it. I thought YouTube channels were so like last decade.
No, how big an
economy they are.
It's massive, Eusebius. It's massive. And even in South Africa, there are many guys in South Africa that have got channels that are making over R1 million a year just from YouTube.
Wow. Fascinating. Thank you, Aki.
Thanks, Eusebius.
We'll do it again. We'll find some excuse to have Aki on the show before the year end, and then we can talk about some other gadgets and all sorts of things that maybe you'd like to buy as well.